At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to NMR, baby. Ooh. Norman Mailer Rotund.
Oh, obviously. You really went obscure with this one.
It was a new one. I'm Darren Karp here with John Thrasher. Yeah. And how are you, Johnny boy?
Oh, I'm good. We're trying a new recording style today. You know me, always trying to cause my own headaches, but you know.
Always on the cusp of technology.
I really do try.
Can we get right into your dating life? Because let me tell
yes,
you.
Yes, let's just get right into it. Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't wait because I've been thinking a lot about this date.
You and everybody else, by the way.
Last week.
Yeah.
So where can we update? Like people, a lot of people have things to say.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on this because I did get a lot. So to set this up a little bit more too, for those who don't know, on our NMR on Patreon, which if you don't know, just to be clear, we're releasing on the weeks we don't have NMR on our public feed, which is what you're listening to now, we release episodes on Patreon. So go sign up because you're hearing even more episodes over there. On our last NMR for Patreon, I gave a full update about a date I went on, which is very crazy. I don't typically do things like that, to be honest.
But you're going to do more of them.
That's the situation here. But I think I'm going to save that for NMR for Patreon. Let me tell you why. Because I'm worried that this guy and maybe future guys might be listening in on the feed. Okay.
Yeah. I think we have to save it for Patreon because.
Yeah.
Who knows? And you're exposing yourself right now. You're exposing
exactly.
Yourself.
And I don't typically do that. I've shared a good bit of my life across all these podcast episodes over the years, but especially my dating life, I've just held a little closer to my chest. Some things can be private. Darren, you've been pretty open with your dating life as well.
I have, but it's mostly because I've had girlfriends. So I felt like might be hard if I went on like one date with someone. I feel like I am of the variety usually that people's opinions of me are like kind of none of my business. So like, I almost don't.
I like that.
Want to know.
I don't
what someone
know.
Thought yeah. about me, whether it's good or bad. Like in
right,
theory,
me too.
I would. But if I went on a first date with someone and I could listen in to exactly what they thought, talking to like, you know, one of their best friends, like,
yeah,
good or bad.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
true.
Confident.
You're right. Yeah.
Like, behind, you know, like with certain matter of security, yes. But if they can just like look it up, I get it.
Yeah.
You want to keep privacy. Like,
yeah,
knows?
A little
we
bit.
We don't know. We don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to know about my dating life, I will be sharing it on Patreon on our NMR episodes when there is an update.
Did you get good feedback from the listeners?
I will say that, yes. Thank you, everyone, because there were some comments on Patreon. There were some Facebook comments. I got some Instagram DMs. I'm like, opened the floodgates here, haven't I? But in the best way possible, I really do appreciate it. There's no update for this week. I know that he's traveling, so I wanted to wait until he was like, maybe back in the area to discuss a potential another date, you know? Mm-hmm. So more on that to come. Sign up for Patreon. This is not meant to be a Patreon plug, but if you're interested, if any of you are interested in my dating life, I'm apparently going to be sharing that.
He's talking about it there, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do
want to say though, one of the things that came to light out of that conversation last week, and I wanted to sort of touch on this because I don't know if you've ever experienced this, and this I realized later is gonna sound like some sort of humble brag, but it really isn't. I always get messages from people. Well, not always. I guess I should say sometimes when I'm when I'm online dating in the conversational phase of dating, or even like friends of friends, sometimes they'll say, "What? Why are you single? What's the catch with you? Because you're such a catch. What's wrong with you?" And I'm like,
"Well, let me tell you guys, there's a lot wrong with John.
Yeah, tell me what it is. This is why I brought it up. I want you to tell me.
That could be used with anything. You know what I mean? Like, why isn't magic crawling across his computer screen actually recording instead of John?
We'll get to him in a minute. Because John has issues. Yeah, I do have issues, and magic is getting the brunt of those issues.
That's right.
But I just want to let everyone know that, like, as well-intended as that conversation may be, it's a little bit like, I don't know.
It's like,
you know what I mean?
You look so good now. And it's like, did I not before?
I've been getting that too because I've lost some weight. So it's like, I know everyone's, for the most part, I think well-intentioned, but I want to say, like, maybe don't phrase it that way to people, because I consider myself very secure. I'm not an insecure person. I don't care what, like you just said, Darren, I don't care what people think about me. And I understand that not everyone is like that, but I do feel very confident in who I am and what I'm about and the type of person I am. So when people say this, I do get a little insecure for maybe the first time, because I'm like, well, yeah, I guess that is a good question. Why am I single?
Well,
you know, I kind of think
also,
about it.
People mean it in a good way.
They do. Like, I know. Like, I know.
Yeah. It is having the assumption, though, that you're only like you couldn't possibly be cute and amazing and smart and single. Like,
and
it's
be
like,
happy, by the way, which I am. Yeah.
That usually doesn't. And of course that you can be, you know, like, of course you can be. But I think there's so many things. It's funny because, and we'll get to my STL trip, my St. Louis trip in a minute, but at this St. Louis event, you know, there's a Q&A happening and a woman goes up to Andy and she's like, I fall asleep to Bravo every night. And he's like, I don't love that.
Yeah, I just made the same face. I just made the same face.
You never really think about how something's going to land, you know? And like, you know,
exactly.
It's not like she didn't mean like, because it's boring programming. She meant like, it's my comfort blanket. It's my everything. Like, well, I love it. I'm obsessed with it. You know, like, I fall asleep to Seinfeld. I obviously love Seinfeld.
Like, well, people fall asleep to true crime. That's like totally a thing.
Or Friends or Sex in the City or like those shows, Golden Girls. You know, like, it's just as soon as she said it, he was like, I don't love that. I burst out laughing.
That's amazing. That's actually, how was that trip? I saw your photos. Andy got a star on the St. Louis Walk of Fame, it looks like. Really
yes,
fun.
Which shockingly in terms of, I did not know this, a lot of famous people are from St. Louis.
Oh, really? Who else
Tina
do we
Turner,
know?
Tina Turner, Josephine Baker, John Hamm, Nelly, obviously,
of
Charles
course.
Lindbergh.
Obviously.
Obviously. Like, just.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Insane amount of people. Like, they have hundreds of people on this list.
That's really cool. That's great that Andy went back and, like, did that and celebrated that.
It was really sweet being with his parents. I got to introduce him to Nadine. So
first time? I didn't realize that.
Andy's obviously met Nadine, but not his parents.
Oh, his parents. I see. Yeah.
And then we were like at their apartment. It was all just so nice. We went to a Cardinals game.
How was the game? I meant to ask you.
Well, the Cardinals have not been doing well historically. I heard about this from all the local people that is like, it's the worst start to any season since like 1907. So
cool.
We were playing the Detroit Tigers and the Cardinals lost at the last moment 6-5. But what a great stadium. What great people. So much fun.
That's awesome. It looked really fun on your Instagram. I was following along a little bit over the weekend.
Yeah. It's just so much.
Did Andy give you feedback? Was he like, Darren, it was so nice to spend a weekend with you and Nadine. Did he give you any kind of,
he always is like, so much fun. Like, he's like, so happy you came. You know, just like, he's like, he opened the door and he was like, I can't believe I'm seeing you in the Midwest. Like, you know, because it's just like New York or LA, you know.
Of course, yeah.
And even though you travel around, like, on AC2, I would be there for a night. I was there for 4 days. Yeah. So it was like the whole weekend, you know.
That's how I always felt about Crime Con, by the way. Like, I know you and I have gone to a couple Crime Con, That's tough to say. And, you know, we're like in a hotel the entire time. And I'm like, Like, I keep thinking about New Orleans, although we did fun stuff in New Orleans. Maybe I'm thinking like Indianapolis, the one that you weren't able to go to the very first year. And I was like, I don't know what the city is like, and I've been here for 3 days. So I feel you on that. I feel like when you're busy and doing stuff.
Yeah, you know? This got to be like just leisurely. Yeah. You know, I went to the Arch with his friends.
That's cool.
You know, like it was really, we laid underneath it. We talked about it. Like it was just really fun. I saw his childhood home. It was just such a lovely trip, and it felt That's really nice, cool. Especially before my move. It just felt kind of like this closeness. But yeah, it
was yeah, great. For
St. Louis
sure.
is great. Great food.
Just That's great awesome. Food. Yeah, I wouldn't have awesome. Expected St. Louis to be great food. Like you don't really hear that.
You typically. Don't think about it, but honestly, like you'd really be surprised. I mean, the barbecue there is fabulous.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But there's just great restaurants. I went to a ton of just very solid, great spots that are like, you know, and the good thing kind of about the Midwest is like, it could be an amazingly just so such a good restaurant, but it's not overly fancy. You know, you don't have yeah. to be put upon. Everyone's just so nice.
That's great.
You know, just so cool. It's not like pretentious in any way.
Did people recognize Andy when you were out and about walking around or whatever with him? Yeah, I figured.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. People in the restaurant, you know, like.
Sure.
They'd know.
Well, they probably know he's from there. You know, locals probably know he's from there. So they're looking
right. Or people ask like, why are you here? I was like, oh, my boss is, you know, having like a ceremony. And they were like on the Walk of Fame. And I'm like, yeah. And they were like. Is it Andy? And I was like, yeah, like that's how small town it kind of is, but
that's
it combines
amazing,
kind
actually.
Of a little bit of like a Chicago, like a yeah. little bit of a city, but just sure. like nicer, slower pace, nicer people.
Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Yeah. So shout out to St. Louis, man.
That's awesome. Go St. Louis. I'll let you know if I ever go there.
Yeah. I need, speaking of going places, has Magic gone to his catio yet?
He has. I have an update about Magic with his catio. So
better be good.
It is good. Well, it's okay.
You saw my comment on your Instagram when you were like, this is my son. And I said, this is my husband.
Yes.
You saw
and,
that. Okay.
And I wrote back and I was like, that's true. You're right. yes. Thank you.
I don't want everyone just stamping him as your son. I also need a little ownership there.
You do. You have a special place in his heart for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So as most of you may, or maybe you don't know, in recent episodes, I've discussed about how he escaped from my house, not once, not twice, but thrice 2 weeks ago.
Because he's prisoner of Azkaban.
Because he's a prisoner of Azkaban here at my house.
Yep.
And everybody, again, thank you for your loving support, was like, you need to take him outside. He wants to be outside. This is him telling you, I want to go outside. Got it. Okay, got it.
What does he need to do? Like smack
What's he
you in the
do?
Face?
Yeah,
spell it
I know.
Out for you, John, you dummy.
Right, exactly.
Come on.
So I was like, hear you loud and clear. Thank you, cat people. Because I'm a cat person, but I've never owned a cat. I mean, I had a cat in high school, but like it just kind of did its own thing. It wasn't real. I mean, I loved her. Her name was Emma, after Emma Bunton, by the way, the Spice Girl. Long story. But anyway, you know, as an adult, I had never had to take care of a cat, I guess is the best way to put it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to build him a catio. I have a front porch. I have a window that faces the front porch. I was going to put like, you know, like cut out a little kitty door for him to come and go as he pleases and connect it into the catio. And then I'm like, do I think I'm Butch? Do
yeah,
I
like,
think
you with like any machinery that cuts things like Listen, scissors and a butter knife is where you're laying, baby.
That's pushing it. Let's yeah. put it that way. You guys, I had to buy a tape measure the other day. Full blown panic.
You're like, how many inches in a foot? Oh my God.
Oh my God. How tall is this window? I don't know how to do this. Can someone come do it? Meanwhile, and this is because I'm a New Yorker, by the way, because I've lived my adult life in New York. I haven't had to put together things like this. To be honest, it's the truth about this. So mention this. Somebody mentions a couple. Well, first of all, several people sent me pictures of their catio, including Steffi. I want to thank you, Steffi, because, you know, I mentioned this last week and she was kind of, you know, she called me out on Instagram. She was like, it was me that sent you those photos and you didn't give me a shout out. So,
wow.
Steffi, thank you. I know I was a very bad
person.
Good
producer. On you, Steffi. Keep him honest.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
like you and Magic are the only ones keeping him.
Yeah, I mean, that's world. True. That's
I'm
true.
I'm not. I'm not.
You're definitely not. No, that's true. But I will say, I just got a little overwhelmed at the idea of nailing pieces of wood together. So I got to say, very special shout out to Jennifer in our Facebook group, because she linked me to a plastic in a box catio on Facebook from Amazon. It
these
was
people out in these streets knowing so much more than us.
How do I live without? How do I live without you? All? You. You know, so it's like I literally don't know because, like, I feel like we are their parents, the listeners' parents, but they are parenting me in a sense. In this regard,
they're keeping you accountable.
They absolutely are. So bought it that day. It came, of course, like a day or two later. I put it together on Friday. He was a little apprehensive. So it's just like sitting on my front porch. You know what? I'm going to post a picture in our Patreon group so everyone can see what exactly what I'm talking about and what it looks like. He was a little apprehensive. He doesn't like a confined space. Now, I love magic, but he doesn't like to cuddle. He doesn't really like to be held unless you really get him on a day he wants to be scratched and nuzzled. Like then he'll... He picks exactly. He's not one of those cats that's like under the blankets. In fact, I think he gets just a little too hot. I've noticed, like, literally I can feel it. Yeah, you get that. So when I put him in it, and there's lots of space, there's like a cat bed, there's like a little area with a hole he can go, you know, live in. He can jump all around, do gymnastics and backflips, because that's what cats do. Little apprehensive at first, and I was kind of annoyed. Like, he was nuzzling on the netting to try to find a way out. Like, he kept kind of pushing out. And I was like, I didn't just spend $80 for you to nuzzle your way out of this contraption. And yeah, it was $80, by the way, which is about, you know, that's fair for this big thing. So anyway, second day, a little easier. I started putting treats in the bed. I put a little catnip up there, you know. Then he's starting to kind of chill a little bit. Well, today during work, I had a quick little break. So I ran down. I was like, let's go outside. It's a gorgeous day here in Maryland. I put him in it and he was like walking around and kind of just doing his own thing. So I think it's going to take a little bit of time, but
can
I think he's going to like
video
of
this?
That's a great idea. So how about this? I'll post a video on Patreon because we love video on Patreon. And I'll post a picture on our Facebook group so everyone can get the full magic experience, if you will.
Yeah, he deserves his time.
Can I say one other thing about him? Today,
what did I say? No?
Well, I don't want to keep, like, you know, grandstanding about magic. Because some people are maybe thinking, like, who cares, John? You have a cat. It's fine. Everyone has a cat. So I'm sitting up here this morning in my office working. Next thing I know, I hear Magic doing full-on heavy sprints around the house. Now, I'm talking heavy because he's heavy. He looks like a buffalo at this point. He's gotten huge, which is fine. It's cute. I'm a little like, what happened? He's a gruffalo. I think I got him neutered, and that had something to do with maybe his hormones or something. Because
he's
eating
his feelings.
That boy is thick. Yeah, he is eating his feelings. But anyway, I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he running around? Next thing I know, every pot and pan that was in my sink that was dry just fell completely off of my out of the sink and onto the ground. And I'm like, is he just trying to fuck with me at this point? Like, what is he possibly doing? So I was like busy with work thing. And then I finish it and I run downstairs. He's doing like spins, like in the air, like jumping up and spinning, trying to catch a fly. And that's what he was doing the whole morning.
Mr. Miyagi-ing the fly.
He's literally like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Guardians of the Galaxy, exactly, parkouring, running all through the house. And
did he get it?
He eventually got it. And then I was like, oh, it's just laying there. Let me go get a paper towel. By the time I turned around, he had eaten it. And I was like,
he recycles.
He recycles. You know,
he kills
it,
but he eats it. He's like a noble hunter.
And you know what? Sometimes, yeah, he is. And sometimes he, like, you know, licks my hand or whatever. I'm like, you're not doing that anymore. Not if you're eating flies in the house. Okay. I don't know. I'm just disgusted.
Anyway, back to the dating thing. These are lists of things that John has problems.
Yeah.
That's why he's single.
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Cause I'm handling, magic eating flies, during my work day. So, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, that's the magic update. I know you guys sometimes like to hear that. If you want more or less magic, please do let me know. Darren, I don't want to like keep overtaking things. I just want to mention quickly, the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie came out over the weekend.
Oh,
and I saw it and I loved it. And I wanted to just quickly mention that if you were apprehensive about going, I think you should go. Real quick, non-spoiler thought, just so everybody knows, it does deal with animal cruelty to a certain degree.
I mean,
so Darren, don't go see it. But, you know, Darren's making a face in the camera for everyone. But just so you know, it's a little heavy and it goes into animal cruelty and the people that deserve justice for their animal cruelty, by the way. So, okay. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say about it. But it was a really good movie. And Marvel's in this weird stage. I won't get into like the theories about what's going on with superhero movies at this stage. But, you know, I was a little worried after Ant-Man that came out in February, as most people were. And then this one just like really hit it out of the park.
Blew you away.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think you'll see it, but that's fine.
There's no animal cruelty on this podcast.
That's a good point. That's
true. At least unless magic isn't being treated many times over. That's the right point where
whatever the down. Opposite of that is what I'm doing with magic, because he's basically being treated like a king.
As so, he should.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for this NMR. We will see you on Sunday.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Yes, right. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. If you're listening to this on Mother's Day and a new episode, John is a mother, of course.
Thank you.
Obviously. How could we forget? All you do, you know.
Yes, to all these children listening, you know what I mean?
All these children, absolutely.
And happy Mother's Day to your mom, by the way, who listens to the show.
Happy Mother's Day, Susan.
I hope I see her soon.
I know.
What's her nickname? Zuzi?
Zooey.
Zooey.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Zooey.
Happy Mother's Day, guys. See you next week.
See you next time. Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.